Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A North Iowa furniture store will soon be shutting its doors permanently. The Furniture Barn in Charles City has posted notification through social media that, quote, after 30 wonderful years of providing our community with quality home furnishings, it's not easy to share that we've made the decision to close our independent furniture business. The post goes on to say, for now, our doors are closed, but this Friday, we will reopen to offer a wide variety of furniture and mattresses at great prices. Even if you're not shopping for something new, we'd still love for you to stop by and say hello. It would mean so much to us. Thank you for being part of our story. We can't wait to see you, end quote. A flyer for the three-day sale, Friday through Sunday, encourages shoppers to bring your trucks and trailers and buy it now, take it now, before they close the doors forever. Authorities in Northeast Iowa are alerting the public to check fraud activity. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says they have received several reports of fraud happening when payment checks are being mailed. This scam has been primarily seen when mailing payments to credit card companies. WCSO notes that payment checks are being sent in the mail, and then the criminals are intercepting, forging, and cashing the checks. The criminals are then washing those checks and making the amount out for a larger value. WCSO advised that this fraud is occurring at a rapid pace in Winnesee County and surrounding counties. Please stay vigilant when sending payments via the mail or consider other payment methods. They also caution, please remember that no method of payment is ever 100% secure. Contact the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office or your local law enforcement if you experience any suspicious activity with your financial accounts. Almost a week after the alleged crime, a Northeast Iowa juvenile has been charged with felony theft. Olwine police say they charged a 17-year-old male on Monday with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. The charge was filed following an investigation into a motor vehicle theft that occurred on September 9th. On Sunday, Olwine police filed charges against two male juveniles in connection with vandalism at Wings Park that occurred on September 3rd. A 13-year-old and 12-year-old were each charged with fifth-degree criminal mischief, a simple misdemeanor. The guardians of all the juveniles have been informed, and the matter has been referred to juvenile court. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg presented a Northeast Iowa family with a Wergen Good Farm Neighbor Award today. The presentation was made this morning to the Ebaugh family of Bremer County at their family farm located north of Denver and east of Waverly. Jeremy and Sarah Ebaugh, along with their three sons, John, Joe, and Jeb, operate Ebaugh Dairy, a fourth-generation farm that is home to Holstein dairy cows, a cow-calf herd, and chickens. The family, a big supporter of the Denver wrestling program, also raises corn, soybeans, hay, oats, and rye. Milk from their dairy is sold to Wapsie Valley Creamery, and the family also sells Holstein bull calves, eggs, and St. Bernard puppies. Secretary Nagg says Iowa's agricultural strength is built on families like the Ebaughs, who don't just go to the mat for their livestock and land, but also excel in conservation and community leadership. From their innovative conservation practices to their tireless support for FFA, 4-H, the dairy industry, and youth wrestling, the Ebaughs are true champions in the barn, the field, and the wrestling room, embodying the grit and heart of Iowa's farming community. The Ebaughs are quick to note that their success is also made possible by the hardworking employees and local students who lend a hand, assisting with milking and caring for livestock. New Hampton Rotary is hosting a computer recycling event this afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Auto Value parking lot at the corner of Lynn Avenue and Main Street in New Hampton.
Every year, it seems like we have one or two large businesses in the area bring a truckload of equipment that they've replaced or taken up room in their storage facilities or whatnot.
That's Rotary Board member Rachel Eisbrand, who says the computer recycling is a joint effort with Goodwill.
It's an initiative that they've had for years. Their goal is to help divert waste from landfills, and it also supports Goodwill's mission of providing job training and community services.
Computer-related items that will be accepted for recycling include desktop computers, laptop, notebook, and netbook computers, monitors, printers, scanners, hard drives, internal or external, keyboards, computer mice, speakers, cords and cables, ink and toner cartridges. They also accept software, Microsoft Xbox, Zoom, and webcams. They are not able to accept TVs at this time. To learn more, visit New Hampton Rotary on Facebook. Tomorrow night on 95.1 The Bull, New Hampton football at Cresco Crestwood. Pregame coverage starts with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report at 6:45. Holslog Bensales pregame show is at 7. Kickoff is at 7:30. After the Chickasaws game, we'll join the Iowa Big Ten football game at Rutgers in progress. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull. Also available online at 95.1thebull.com.